We're back now with Dr. Rick Marshall, whose new book arrives in stores tomorrow.
It boils down to two simple words.
Renewable biofuels.
Close. Time warps.
You're serious about this?
I'm deadly serious.
Stephen Hawking says this is nonsense.
You're starting to just sound like an idiot. This interview's over.
And that was my guest, Dr. Rick Marshall, whose book arrives in stores tomorrow. You might want to look for it in the I'm out of my freaking mind department.
What, are you crazy?
Okay, here's the deal. If you don't remember the original 1970s television series Land of the Lost, you might forget that it was a terrible production. So keep in mind that the new film isn't slaughtering any sacred cows here. Will Ferrell plays a scientist who accidentally opens a portal in time and space and strands himself and two friends into a world where past, present, and future collide. Like the original series, much of the film is an excuse for random dinosaur chase scenes. Mixed in are plenty of moments that allow Ferrell to engage in one-on-one comedy with Danny McBride, often diving into off-color and pretty inappropriate jokes. But what do you expect from Sid and Marty Croft? Land of the Lost is ridiculously stupid, but also very funny if you check your brain at the door. Land of the Lost gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.